BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Wednesday. Annie Mac brings in the number 3 artist on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list. It's a Bumble-o Wednesday, there's real or no real, and Chris tests the willpower of January's gym goers. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
That's right, Chris, take your coat off, make it look like you're staying.
Think never in doubt.
Good morning.
I'm actually on time. It's fine.
And this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. That is quite showbiz, that, isn't it?
That was the most awesome moment of my life.
I mean, you literally walked into the studio, just arrived, and you're on air to the entire United Kingdom.
Coolest thing I've ever done. It's a bit like when you get off the train, you just time getting through the doors at that moment, just when they're closing.
That's incredible. Wow, I've never seen such a thing. Matt Griffiths has been on. I was just on with Adele talking about all these stencils that they now have up in people's gyms telling you to work harder. He's just taken a picture from his gym and there's like a poster with loads of them on, like feel the burn, muscles, use them or lose them, train mean, eat clean, get lean. Don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done. Success trains, failure complains. This is all on the same poster. No excuses, today is a good day to work out. Wow, your gym is pretty hardcore, Matt, isn't it? Hope you're right this morning. It is Wednesday already, which means we're going to have a little dance to Bumbaleo later. Annie Mac will join us to tell us who is number 3 on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list. Real or no real coming up, and today, perfect for what I was just saying, because we've got a Workout Wednesday playlist. We need to do our exercise in the studios.
Oh yeah, let's crack on.
Pull up, squats, yeah. We'll do that from 9 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do I sound rubbish today?
No, why?
I've just got clicky mouth. Do you ever get a clicky mouth? Clicky mouth.
Yeah, sometimes. If you've had a big night out, you'll get clicky mouth in the
morning. But I haven't. I've been sat in my house.
Are you just begging for compliments there as well? Do I sound rubbish today?
No, I just want a bit of reassurance from a friend.
Like Anchorman.
I sound like I've been to the dentist. Well, that reminds me, I've got dentist today. Can you remind me?
No, because I'm not your PA. I don't understand who you think you are sometimes. Why would I remind you?
Because I will. Like, I forgot last week. Hmm. Just set a little reminder in your phone for me. Go on. And text me at like 10, no, half
no,
one.
No, because it's a slippery slope, this, because if I do it once, then I'll have to do it for a number of different things, because you'll slowly just start to use me more and more as a diary. And then you'll blame me if you don't go to something.
Just 1:30 today, go on.
I'll do it once, okay?
Okay, thank you. But I need to, I don't know what to do. I'm going to one shot another coffee, I think, Gangnam Style.
I want to do this more this year, right? I feel like I do a lot of favours for people and never get them repaid.
Like what?
Right, so what I'm going to do is I am going to do...
See, clicky mouth. Did you hear that then?
Yeah, okay. What I am going to do is I'm going to do that for you today, 1:30. I'm going to send you a reminder. But I'm also going to write a little note in my phone, okay? Which says you owe me a favour at some point. And I'm going to start collecting them in.
Okay.
Because last year, it was ridiculous the amount I did for other people. Never got repaid.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about this now? Because they're probably not listening.
No.
Or was it just me?
No.
Okay, I mean, get it out there now. I mean, no, I rather than 8 o'clock.
You know what? It's such a good time, this, between 6:30 and 7. And
I enjoy it. It's like a kind of, like you can just get it all out there early.
I've got away with it before. You know where we've talked about certain people?
Yeah.
Like, now's the time to do it. But then the problem is sometimes you recap what goes on the show later on in the show.
That's right.
And then it's very dangerous.
I've done that before where we've talked at this time in the morning, which is brilliant, by the way, because you can, I mean, it's just a good mouthpiece, isn't it?
Mm.
But then later on in the show, I've been like, and earlier Chris was talking about with the time when his friend, and he's like, no, don't mention it now, it's 8:30.
I like it at this time because it feels to me, if you're listening right now, you're part of a select club.
It is like a little club, and I enjoy it.
And no one grasses.
Thing is, it's quite a big club, though.
It's a big club. Yeah,
millions,
it's still big.
Millions of people listening to this right now.
It feels to me there's less people up for snitching on you. Yeah. You know, they won't take to Twitter. And
well, who did you do favours for last year, then?
Well, I'm not going to name names at this point, but
what did you do?
You are one of them. So what I'm saying is, from now on, if I do something for someone, I'm going to write a note on my phone and make sure I get that favour back at some point. Now, I know that sounds well pedantic, but it's worth trying.
Okay. But if you could just put that note in for 1:30 today, otherwise I'll forget the dentist.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott. It's Ian from Edinburgh.
Hi, Ian from Edinburgh. You sound like a cheery chap.
Not really, buddy. I'm just phoning because I was kind of wondering when the relationship transfer deadline day window opens again.
Oh, yes. So this is the thing we do every year on the show. Relationship transfer deadline day. It has to stop before Christmas. You can't break up with anybody on the date that we choose because it's too cruel to dump someone or be dumped over Christmas.
Yeah, so it's almost like a buffer zone. It's a safe zone where you can either enjoy being single, enjoy being in a relationship, and know that there's not going to be any bad dumpings going on in that time.
Yeah. So what's your worry, please?
Well, I kind of like this one, so I'd like her to stick around, you know, but I thought I'd get like a really good Christmas present. It's kind of not showed up yet.
Okay.
Somewhere in Germany. So I'm a little bit worried, you know.
How long have you been seeing this girl?
About 5 months.
And she's a keeper?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so you think when the transfer window opens again that she may dump you?
Slightly.
Right. And when does it open again, Scott?
Well, actually, Chris, it reopens today at 3 p.m. Yeah. We always said today was the day, so you could be binned off at any time after three today, but you probably won't be.
Right.
When's the present due to arrive? Will it arrive before 3 p.m. today?
It was due to arrive on the 2nd of January, so I had it all kind of planned, you know.
And that was a Christmas present?
You had it all planned.
Between the 9th and the 2nd, unfortunately, it's more towards the end of January.
Ian, I don't know what it's like in Edinburgh, but here at Radio 1, Christmas is on the 25th of December.
Do you know what? I think you can get around this one. In Spain, someone was telling me in the pub, it's Christmas like today. Or tomorrow. Mm.
I was just going to blame the fourth road bridge breaking, so that seems to be the blame for a lot of things.
Just tell her you wanted to have a Spanish Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe go down that route.
That's really good. I think it's Christmas Day today, or I think it might be today.
Where they give presents and that.
Just say it is anyway.
Mm. All right, okay, so after 3 o'clock today... Just watch out for yourself. I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine.
I'm going to have a problem with my phone battery and just not be very, very findable, I think.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. If you can go like off radar for a little bit, Thursday, January the 7th is Spanish Christmas Day.
Is it really?
Yeah, so that's tomorrow. So that buys you some time. Now, listen, I don't know if it's the actual Christmas Day or exactly how it works, but someone was saying it's like one of the celebrations, one of the Christmas celebrations.
I want to go to Spain now.
I can do more research if you want, but I'd use that as your excuse.
Yeah, say you're having
any
a Spanish Christmas.
At this point, I'd be so thankful for it.
No worries. Okay. Well, listen, I hope just turn your phone off for a bit. And 3 o'clock today, I mean, you are free to dump her and she is free to bin you off at any time because the window is reopened for New Year.
Cheers, buddy.
Okay. Can you let me know how you get on tomorrow, please?
Well, I'll drop you a text.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills. Daily.
Okay, confirmed. If your partner's Christmas present hasn't arrived yet because of the internet and deliveries and that, today is Epiphany Day in Spain and Italy, so use that as an excuse. Say you're having a Spanish or Italian Christmas. It's not actual Christmas Day because Christmas Day is obviously Christmas Day everywhere, but it's the Day of the Three Kings.
Yeah, well, we're all learning something. So, yeah, if you want to... I mean, it sounds romantic, doesn't it?
Mm. It's when the kings arrived. Hello, King. What have you got? Oh, brilliant. Some frankincense. Thanks.
So what? So if you do want to use that excuse...
That's what I wanted.
If you haven't yet got a Christmas present for your partner, just say you're doing it Spanish this year.
Do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Music. Sound of 2016.
Can I just say to you, if you've only ever listened to Radio 1 in the daytime, get it on tonight because Annie Mack is on every single night, Monday to Friday, with lots of exciting new music, and she'll take you on a journey. It's such a good show, and she's here this morning. Good morning, Annie.
Thank you so much, Scott. I walked in, Hotline Bling was playing, and then you said that. It's just this day is getting better and better.
Having a good Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you, darling.
Yeah, 7 o'clock tonight, and every night, get Annie Mack on Radio 1. It's a great show. So you're here this morning to... give us number three on the BBC Music Sound of 2016.
Exactly. So we'll just reiterate what it is one more time. So we go out and ask a panel, a big old panel, kind of 100, 150 people who work in music from all over the UK, up and down the country, and we get them to say who they think is going to be the most exciting, innovative, interesting artist to come through this year. The people who we think you are going to want to kind of remember and invest in and fall in love with the music they make. And that becomes a list of 15 people. And then on this first week of January every year, we make a top five from that list.
And it's fair to say the list, I mean, in the past has been pretty reliable source.
Yeah, so some winners include Sam Smith, Adele, you know, Ellie Goulding, Years and Years won last year. There's been some great BBC Sound of alumni in the past. And this week we've got a new number one on Friday, and we are going down top five this week. So the top five is a big deal, a real big deal.
But it's also really exciting because I think there's a lot of people who listen to Radio 1 who this will be their first experience of these artists.
Yeah.
Like for me, I've got to be honest, I hadn't actually heard of Blossoms before.
But
yesterday.
That's why they're
and now,
so, they're so
and now
new.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, they're really like they've
got really
big,
new.
Big pop hooks though, like and actually I'd never been introduced to them before, as a lot of our listeners wouldn't have been. And it's actually quite exciting to be able to bring these people on first.
Yeah.
Really.
Wait till you hear this one!
On daytime Radio 1, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Thing is, we now have the number three artist on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list in the studio with us. And I'm looking at them right now, but they can't speak yet.
It's torture.
Because but Annie Mac has to announce it before they can talk. So I'll play this, and you can tell us who's number three, and then that person will be free to say what they want, as long as they don't swear.
How long are we going with the drone this time, guys?
I'm saying, leave it a bit longer.
Okay, tension is mounting.
When it starts to feel uncomfortably long, that's probably the time when you want to leave it another 5 minutes.
But number three, these are like big numbers.
Yeah, this is the top three.
Yeah, this
now,
is the top three is a big deal, and I'm personally really happy this person is in it because I think they deserve to be.
Shall I give you a cue when it's time?
Yeah. Okay.
Now I know this is feeling awkward.
Keep going. Okay. Number three in the BBC Sound of 2016 is Ne-Yo!
Yay!
And she can talk! Yeah. Here she is, she has a voice!
Hello everyone!
Good morning!
Morning!
Nice to see you.
Ne-Yo, we are so happy that you are here. Number three in the BBC Sound of 2016. Now, let's pretend that the people listening haven't heard your music, haven't had the pleasure of hearing your music or your voice, which is what I am in love with. I think your voice is so unique and so stand out from the crowd. What made you start singing, and when did you realise, hey, I can sing and not just sing all right, but sing special?
I don't know if I've ever realised that I can sing special.
If I was you, I wouldn't even talk to people. I'd just sing to them.
Okay, maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah.
So I've been singing for like years. I've been a session singer since I was like 15 and teaching workshops and the voice of other people's projects. And now I'm finally the voice of my own. Mm. And I'm number three in the BBC Sound of.
And you've got your own label and you've got your own sound as well, which I think is so important, is to have a sound to identify with. And you really have kind of carved that out over the last few years, and you can hear it in the background. How would you describe it?
I describe my music as wonky funk. I love Prince.
Yes.
I love all the old school soul. So it's kind of like old school soul, but made contemporary for 2016.
Yes,
that's the first time I've said 2016.
So you've been singing like as a session singer since you were 15?
Yep. That was like my job.
That's incredible.
I think it must be such a good way to start a career, that, because you really you must really hone your craft, and then you must spend a lot of hours just standing behind people going, I want to be there.
Yes.
I don't know if I ever thought I want to be there, because I was having loads of fun. It's really great to get to travel around the world.
It's a great career, right?
Yeah, it's fun, and like there's not as much pressure as being the person at the front.
Yeah.
So what made you go, actually, I can be that person at the front?
Well, my manager sitting behind me, he found me in a club in South London singing for someone else, and he was like, Ne-Yo, have you ever thought of doing your own thing? And I was like, I have, I just haven't got around to it. And then I just gave it a go, put up some music online, and now I'm here.
And you also have some other fans. I mean, you've worked with Disclosure. Anyone who's got the new Disclosure album will recognise your voice on the Super Ego track. And you've also worked on a track with Muramasa, who was in on Monday at number 5.
Yes.
But this year is all about you moving forward. You have your own album coming, right?
I do, yeah. I've got my debut album coming out in June.
Okay.
So I'm just writing that right now.
Can you call it Wonky Funk, please?
Wonky Funk, R&B, everything. A little taste of everything.
The best description for music ever.
I would love if the album was called Wonky Funk.
Should we call it Wonky Funk?
Or Wonky Funky.
Let's make that decision right now.
Funky Wonk?
No, it's very dangerous.
It's too early.
It's really too early. Okay, Neo, right there. You are number 3 on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list. We'll have more of a chat after we play Bad Blood on Radio 1.
You're a holiday. Glass of ocean slipping down my throat and landing on my hopes and dreaming off the maps, no hidden grids, I'm fleeing. I worship you like holy days, lying on my back, seeing clouds and rays, drinking lime and bitter from my lemonade. White horses every time won't do.
Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that is getting a lot of reaction.
Such a good tune!
Oh, I've got the shivers. Get Neo in the live lounge ASAP.
Yay.
Amazing voice. Officially got a new girl crush. Like the female Frank Ocean, says Luke in Cambridge.
Yeah, it's up there. It's those levels.
Tom in the van says, love her voice. Someone else says, oh, I can't get out of the car until I've listened to this. It's like having a warm bath.
I thought you were going to say someone else.
That's good. I think warm bath is good.
Yeah.
So that was Neo and Bad Blood, and you are number 3 on the Sound of 2016. Pretty cool to have your song on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for starters, I guess.
Amazing.
So what happens next after this? You got an album coming out?
I got an album coming out, and I have my second UK and Europe headline tour.
Whoop, whoop.
So it's happening in April, and I'm playing London, I'm playing Nottingham, Brighton, Birmingham, Bristol, the works, and I just want people to come and see me. Performing live is where I basically do my thing.
Yeah, and the thing about Neo Live is I saw you last year, is that your voice is as good live as it is on record, which is quite hard to believe, but it is exceptional. So you spend your whole time going, wait, is that actually happening? Is that sound really real?
It definitely is real, right?
It's not a chipmunk.
You're not lying.
Someone says that they listen to your song at least 3 times a day just to get them started in the morning. Her voice is amazing. I can't wait for more new music. I'm on the album already, says Sarah. It's all good vibes coming from Radio 1 listeners this morning.
Thanks, Sarah.
So, congratulations, you are number 3. Thank you, Neo, for coming
this
morning.
Well done,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done.
You look so fresh as well. I mean, it's just like star ready.
I know.
As well as look at us.
Just don't look at her and then look at me. Please don't do that.
Annie, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Annie Mac tonight at 7 o'clock. Loads of new music. And we will see you on Friday when we announce the number 1.
Looking forward to that.
Hugh Stevens is here tomorrow to announce number 2 on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list. And if you're liking what you're hearing this morning and you want to find out more about all of the year's acts on the list, you can watch the Sound of Music, Sound of 2016, Sound of Music?
Yes.
The Sound of 2016.
Watch the Sound of Music.
BBC Music.
You actually can still watch that on iPlayer because it was on over Christmas. But if you don't want to watch that, you can watch the Sound of 2016 programme about all of the artists, which is on the BBC Red Button.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I really liked Neo. She was lovely. Number 3 on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list, which means you need to look out for her this year. That awkward moment when you tell a brand new artist that they're number 3 in a film from the 60s set on the mountaintop in Austria.
That happened.
I just wish I'd messed it up for myself at the end. It was all going so well. And I went, congratulations, you've won the BBC Sound of Music.
That's a different show, isn't
it? The hills are alive!
Wasn't that the Andrew Lloyd Webber show? Like the one to find the new Nancy or something?
How to solve a problem like Maria.
That was it,
So number 2 is announced tomorrow on the BBC Sound of Music, BBC Music Sound of 2016 list. It's quite hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, I played Neo's track, which is great. Then I played Nero. I was expecting to play Neo next, just to really make it really confusing for me. It's early, do you know what I mean?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Vic, who's just tweeted me to say, thanks to you and Chris, I watched that episode of Come Dine With Me you were talking about yesterday. There are no words to describe. I mean, I got so many tweets yesterday on the back of what we were saying.
It was incredible. And then did you see how many people were then talking about it elsewhere?
Yes.
After we played these clips yesterday, it was in all the papers. It was hilarious.
Yeah, and he's come off Twitter now, hasn't he, that guy?
Yeah, I believe he's gone private on Twitter.
Right, fair enough. But he, he made an absolute beast of himself, didn't he?
Yeah. I got tweeted by every other contestant on it, though.
Did you? Saying yeah. What?
Just, they loved hearing it. They couldn't believe they were on Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
All right, Steve is here. What have you got, Steve?
So it's the usual reminder that in case you missed it, Neo was announced as number 3 on the Sound of 2016 list today. Quick rundown so far. Joint 5th was Muramasa and Western. Number 4 was Blossoms. So obviously number 2 and 1 to come, which is very exciting.
Okay, Celebrity Big Brother last night. A lot of people are saying, Right, I'm going to get a Who button in my house for programmes like this.
You probably needed it for at least half of them yesterday.
So every time it's like... And the bloke off Geordie Shore, I could go, hey!
16 went in on Channel 5 last night, and it went on forever. It was on for about 2 hours. Just get them in. It's the most that has gone into the house at one time. Gemma Collins from Towie, Scotty T from Geordie Shore, Daniela Westbrook, who used to play Sam in EastEnders, Stephanie Davis, who used to be in Hollyoaks, John Partridge, who used to be in EastEnders. You kind of get it. Christina Rianoff, who is still in Strictly.
Oh, is she?
Oh.
No, she is, yeah.
She is still in it.
Who's the guy with the tattoos?
Oh, right, so I had no idea who he was before I met him. He's called Jeremy McConnell. He's famous for being in an MTV show called Beauty School Cop Out with Scarlett from Gogglebox.
Right, here's where I would press my button again.
And apparently he was in a Mr. Ireland contest and he has lots of tattoos.
I'm going to get a button installed in my house so I don't have to actually shout who anymore.
I mean, he was at the bottom of the barrel, definitely.
Okay.
One of the names was Jonathan Shaban, who's a mate of the Kardashians.
A friend of one of the Kardashians.
Yeah. And producers are obviously hoping that he'll like talk about them. But I got the feeling, because I went to meet them all on Monday, I got the feeling he didn't really like me. I don't know if he was jet lagged or whether he was bored, but he didn't want to talk about the Kardashians. Which is the reason he's in there. And he was pretty miffed when I asked him whether he'd been told by the Kardashians what he was and wasn't allowed to say.
Oh, we don't do gag orders. That would be very weird.
Because there was rumours that Chris had tried to talk you out of coming on the show.
I didn't have any conversations with them.
Nothing at all?
No, zero. It's weird. They don't talk to me about their businesses. No conversations about it. I'm doing a show in the UK.
Oh!
So frosty.
Oh, he is frosty, so, Nickers,
so frosty,
isn't
he? Two contestants who don't like each other, and it's proper Z-list feud. Daniela Westbrook and Chris doing it for Manan Maloney from The X Factor. They used to be mates, but it's fair to say that when the microphone wasn't on, she didn't have very many kind words to say about him.
I'm intrigued by him because it's not the same person there. He's got a different face.
He's got a completely different face. And he's been, to be fair to him, he's been pretty honest about it. He's had thousands of pounds worth of plastic surgery. And he's done it because of what people said about him on The X Factor.
Even with X Factor, I can't look back at me VTs or can't look back at old pictures. You know, when the press put old pictures of me in the paper, I'm like, oh no, not that again. It's awful. Because I just can't look at them. Since I've had the surgery, it's just changed. My confidence is back, you know, so it's great.
I've got so many questions.
Go.
How does he afford to have what is reported to be 60 grand's worth of surgery?
Well, he does have his own performing academy art school in Liverpool.
Yeah, but how does he afford
to have 60? He gets paid loads for being on Big Brother as well.
He once showed a magazine around his house. I'm sure he got some money for that.
Okay, yeah, but like he hasn't got the Big Brother money yet. It doesn't go into your bank account until he finished
Okay, fine. But do we definitely know it's Christopher Maloney and not someone in a Christopher Maloney mask?
I don't know.
It's definitely him.
Okay.
It's definitely him. Someone else who was very aware of you, Chris, Megan McKenna.
Lol.
You know, she's famous for being annoying on X on the Beach.
Yeah, well, she's a funny one because... I've heard of her for quite a while because she once was on Britain's Got Talent, right?
Like ages ago.
Ages and ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on there with one of her friends and they used to tweet me all the time.
Yes.
I think they were quite keen to maybe be played on Radio 1 at some point. But she was part of a girl group. And then she went on TOWIE and joined another girl group. And then I heard she was on a reality show, which is the one she was on recently.
X on the Beach.
So it seems to me that she's very keen to be famous. Mm.
Yeah, that, you're completely right. And when she found out that I was chatting to her and that she knew that I knew you, she wanted to actually give you a message.
Right.
So here we go. Here she is. Megan McKenna from X on the Beach.
Hi, Chris. Sorry for pestering you a few years ago when I was very young and silly. But hopefully, when I'll be recording a single this year, you can just give me a bit of radio time, you know?
You're doing it again, aren't you?
Chance.
So, shameless. Absolutely shameless.
Incredible scenes. Just wants to be famous. Great. That's great. Thank you very much. And here's the thing. I do like watching them go in, but then I kind of lose interest a little bit, unless it properly goes off.
I think it will go off.
Yeah, there's enough people in there.
Who's it going to go off between, though?
Nancy DeLelio.
I didn't even know she was on it. Once again, I'm pressing my button.
Nancy DeLolio.
No, Chris Maloney and Daniela Westbrook. They've obviously got some beef, so let's see it.
Also, you know that Jonathan, friend of Kardashian's, is going to throw a lot of shade in everyone's direction.
Diva.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Craig David and Big Nasty, when the bassline drops on Radio 1.
Do you reckon Craig David will always be around singing those kind of songs?
Yes, I do. Yes,
like,
I do.
Like an older gent, but still doing the same rhymes, you
Absolutely.
Know?
He was born to do it.
Saying that, I like that song.
It's so you.
It's so me,
It's
yeah.
kind of you 8 years ago, but there's still a little bit of you inside, isn't there, that loves that.
But that's why I like him coming back, and I like him working with people like Big Nasty. Because for me, it's like, it's a little bit nostalgic as well.
Totally. It's good. Craig David, Big Nasty, and Craig David is in the Live Lounge on One Extra today with Trevor Nelson from 10 o'clock. Well, I just noticed the other day, Dragon's Den is back on BBC Two. Did you know it's back on?
Yeah, I saw a tiny bit of it the other day.
It's on Sunday night. Only just realised it's back.
They've got a load of new dragons as well, or I think they're new, or they're one or two series deep with a couple of the new dragons. So Mrs. Mead, our favourite, is like the veteran now. Is
her and Jones are the veterans, aren't they?
Yeah, she's the female boss here. She's in charge.
Don't call her the female boss. Well, that's Talisa.
Oh yeah. Definitely not the same.
Right, so I think this is a good idea. Let's do Instant Dragon's Den again, shall we? If you've not heard this on our show, we give you a brilliant opportunity to pitch a business idea to one of the dragons without the hassle of going on the TV show. It's actually better than the TV show. I mean, I love the TV show, but this is, if you've got a business idea, this is much, much more instant.
Well, it's way better, because with the real dragons then, you've got to apply with the show. That's quite long. You probably got to meet some producers beforehand. They hear your idea out. Then, you know, you've got to travel there.
Yeah. And then you've got to go in the lift up there.
You've got to suit up.
Yeah. And then, even then, they might not even show you on TV. No. That happens where they film you and they never show you. So what about if I could connect you directly to Deborah Meaden, one of the dragons, landline at home? I love this idea. One of our listeners before, Lee, did just that. Called us up, wanted to be on Instant Dragon's Den. We connected him to Deborah Meaden. And he told her his business idea.
This idea, this is going to change the lives of millions of people across the UK. I'm literally going to reinvent one of the nation's most used machines around the house. Okay, so we're talking about a snack-making machine. Now, this snack's loved by men, women and children right across the land. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I'm talking about cheese on toast.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's been invented, but what's different about yours?
It's the way that you make cheese on toast. Cheese on toast, it's a simple snack, but it's an arduous task. You've got to preheat the grill. You've got to line the grill pan with foil. You've got to toast one side of the bread. You've got to take it out, put the cheese on, put it back under the grill. I'm going to eradicate all that. I present to you the cheese on toaster.
Right.
Okay. So essentially, it's very similar to your standard toaster. But if you visualize your standard toaster and flip it on its side, you put a layer of Pyrex glass or something to catch the drips of cheese. You lay your cheese on top of the bread. You put your cheese in the cheese on toaster. It's all done in one motion.
Yeah, that one didn't get passed through. Meaden wasn't keen on that one. Then Beth had a go, so we connected Beth to Deborah's line at home.
How like a good stuffing with your roast?
Oh, I'm glad you said with my roast. I love it. Love it, absolutely.
Okay, how would you like to be part of a quintessentially British idea that I have of a takeaway roast?
Oh, well, it sounds lovely, but surely somebody does that already, don't they?
She's a tough one, isn't she?
She's tough, but we just need people's ideas. Loads of people have good business ideas, Scott. Yeah. I have them all the time.
I know you do. I know, bless you. These are the sort of ideas that maybe you come up with your mates in the pub. You know when you've had a couple of drinks and you're like, why has no one thought of this? These are the ideas we're looking for.
Yeah, often you'll write them in the notes section of your phone as well with a view to actually chasing it up. You never will.
So if you have had a business idea that you want to pitch to one of the dragons, our favourite dragon, Deborah Meaden, text me now on 81199 and I can put you on Instant Dragon's Den. You'll be connected to her landline phone at home and you can just go for it without the hassle of having to go on the TV show, which can take months, even years. This is instant.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's 12 minutes past 8. Coming up, UK's number one from Bieber. I was reading today that even he thinks his cornrows that he's just had in are a bad idea. You know when you go on holiday, like, I'll just get a tattoo, and then you just come back and like, oh, that was a great idea at the time. Now I'm not so sure. That's what's happened. He's gone on holiday, had a mare with his hair. Also, Muse coming up. So we've got this different playlist every day at 9 o'clock this week. And today it's Workout Wednesday. So loads of tunes that you will want to work out to. You can listen live or you can download it after as well and take it to the gym with you. So I thought we'd do this today. You know, everyone is saying, oh, I'm going to join the gym. Oh, I need to go for a run. I need to sign up. But the problem is, and we all know this, we would all rather be sat at home eating cake and watching TV like we were just a week ago. Isn't that true?
Well, 100%.
I just want 100%. Cake. I don't want to go on the treadmill.
Also, it's a funny time this as well, because I'm seeing lots of people who have made resolutions already breaking them. Do you know what I mean? You have great intentions at the start, don't you?
So what I want to do today is this. To celebrate Workout Wednesday playlist at 9 o'clock, I want to send you to the nearest gym to Radio 1, which is that BBC gym right near here. You know the little small one?
Yes, the little one, the downstairs one.
That's right.
In the other building.
Where sometimes you will see BBC staff and presenters. So we're going to send you there. And I have got for you a massive tray of cakes. So what I want you to do is see if the UK has more willpower than me, because I just want the cake. In fact, I just already had one of the cakes there. Take the foil tray with the cakes on to the gym and offer them out to the people in the gym to see if they will take them.
But whilst they're exercising?
Yes. It's all about willpower, this.
Okay.
Will they take the cake? Even just a little bit, you've got to really try and persuade them. Okay?
Okay, well, are we doing this now?
Yes. The Scott Mills Daily. So let's find out in this small experiment. In the gym, in January, will people have huge willpower or will they take the cakes that Chris is about to offer them? Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you now?
I am outside a gym, a different gym to one that we've been to before, actually.
We went to one with Ella Eyre once, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I'm in the foyer bit of another gym. It's a funny one, because there's like a cafe just upstairs here, and only Jeremy Vine just walked past me.
No way, is it a celebrity gym?
Mate, he was eyeing up my cakes.
Was he?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
From home, I've brought in a massive turkey tray, which was left over from Christmas, and filled them with some cakes, some delicious sponge cakes. I believe they're called Magdalenas.
Yeah, but the situation I've got is I've got this massive tray and just a sort of scattering of cakes. It looks a little bit pitiful. But saying that, there are, you know, there's a few cakes in here.
The tray is a little bit too much. It's a bit big.
The big tray makes the cakes look a little bit dutty. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not the kind of cakes that you would necessarily pick out the shop.
Oh, all right.
They're like the last ones that have been left on a buffet.
I bought them with my own money yesterday.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this works quite well, I think, because you know, there's no overriding reason why you would eat this cake unless you are gagging for cake.
That's rude.
What do you mean?
Well, I chose those. All right, let's go on with it anyway.
Did you? You don't need to be offended by something you've chosen. Like, who does that? Like, if you bake them, I'd get it. Don't need to be offended by what cakes you've chosen.
I picked them off the shelf. There was loads of cakes to choose from and I chose those.
People are looking at me. Can we crack on with
this? Okay, right. So I need to go into the gym. What we do is we'll play a song and then with your massive turkey foil tray of cakes, I want you to offer them to people that are exercising and see if they have any willpower. You've got to try and persuade them to eat the cake.
Yeah, this isn't really about breaking their New Year's resolutions, is it? It's almost encouraging them. It's saying, like, you know, don't give in to me. Keep going.
It's waving temptation in front of their nose.
Yeah, I'm doing them a service.
I would definitely take the cake if it was me, but that's me for you.
So would I, 100%. The Scott Mills
Daily. At the moment, Chris is in a gym near Radio 1. It'll be busy at this time of the morning. He's got a massive foil tray, normally used for turkeys at Christmas, and a smattering of sponge cakes on them. He's now going to go into the gym, but will people take the cake? Can they resist the temptation 6 days into the new year? So, Chris, are you now in the gym?
Yeah, I've just walked in, Scott. I'm just walking in right now.
Is it busy or not yet?
It's as busy as you'd expect at this time.
Okay. Can you see anyone working out?
Yeah, I can see one guy over there who's he's smashing the treadmill.
Excellent, that's exactly what we need. All right, so head up to the treadmill with your massive foil tray of cakes and just offer him one.
He's got a sweat on.
He's got a sweat on, good.
Got a sweat on. Hello, sir. Oh,
hello, mate.
Keep going, mate. You're doing well. Keep going. Go on. Can I offer you a cake?
Oh, I've
got to
eat a cake now, man.
Mate, have a cake. Look at it.
You don't want me to be sick.
Look at these nice yellow cakes, the sun dancing right off of them.
It looks very nice at the moment, man.
Look at that, glistening in my lovely tray.
I could maybe eat it on Friday or
Mate,
Saturday.
Look, you've ran 5 miles by the looks of it. Have a cake.
Tell him it's cheat day.
It's treat day. Go on.
I'll take one for later.
That's not allowed. You either eat it now or not at all.
Oh, just a little bit.
He's not. I'll tell you what. Do you want a little nibble? Go on.
Just say you won't tell anyone.
Here's what I'll let you do. I won't tell anyone. Let's keep it a secret. Lick the cake. Lick it. Lick the cake.
I gotta lick the cake.
Lick the cake.
Is it added calories, you see?
Licking isn't calories, is it? Lick and
but then you get the flavour for the cake.
Lick and think what you could have had.
They're going to think I want to eat the cake.
He's not having it, Scott.
He's not, is he? Wow, he's really committed to the fitness.
Thing is, I'm drawing attention to myself with this cake thing. It's a little... I don't know what else I can really do about it. I can't force him to eat it.
No, I mean, you tried your best.
Yeah.
Well, you see, he's got willpower there.
He's got massive willpower.
Did he lick it just a little bit?
He's looking at the cake. Are you sure? Go on.
I would normally eat the cake.
You would normally eat the cake?
Yes.
But not New Year's and that.
The New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Too much cakes at Christmas, too much drinks.
He's not breaking.
Right. Okay, I think we move on then. Thanks, Chris. That was good work there.
Everyone I'm going up to in here is just shying away, Scott.
Well, we just found out that people have got way more willpower than either you or I, Chris.
Yeah.
I would have taken at least two.
Yeah, he's not having it. He keeps looking at the cake, so I keep offering up the tray. He's not having it. I would have smashed at least three.
Maybe if you could leave one just on the side of the treadmill as you run out.
Fine, I'll do that now.
And tell him that you've left it for him.
Do you want me to leave it on the treadmill because it will fly away?
No, to the side of it so he can have it after his workout.
I see. There you go. Go on, and if you are tempted, have a little cake there for you if you want it later. All right then, mate. There we go.
And now run away.
He's got his little cake there.
Run away.
Yeah, massive willpower in the gym, Scott.
That's incredible.
He wouldn't be swayed.
Well, thanks for trying out the experiment anyway.
No worries. Shall I head back with the rest of the cakes and we can have them now?
Definitely, yes.
Yep. All right then.
All right, love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. You're in Bristol.
I am, yeah.
One of my favourite parts of the entire UK.
It's beautiful.
And you have one of the coolest jobs that I've heard of for a long time. You are a herbal quality technician for a herbal tea company.
Yes.
I am, yeah.
Even in terms of just job title, it sounds like something that you've made up.
No, it's a proper job title. I taste tea all day.
What?
How great's that?
So how does that work? You just spend a day, someone brings you over a cup of tea, try that.
No, it's a bit more professional than that. We get all the ingredients through from an external supplier and we check all the ingredients are fine and then we taste the final blend.
You sound well chilled.
Yeah, it's all the herbal tea. It does chill you out very much.
I would like to drink tea for a job. Like, that's the second best job in the world after tasting wine for a job.
Yeah.
On a day-to-day basis then, Rose, you get given some tea, right? But then when you want a little break from the day job, like everyone does, do you then have more tea?
Yeah. We do have tea breaks and we drink more tea.
When you have tea, are you always having biscuits as well?
No.
The kind of tea she's having does not go with biscuits.
Really?
You can't have
No,
you can't have like a digestive with an echinacea and raspberry, can you?
No, not at all. It doesn't really go.
Okay, so you know about Real or No Real?
I love Real or No Real.
Oh, thanks. There's three facts here. You've just got to realise whether they're real or no real or not, okay?
Okay.
Okay, listen to this lot.
6 recycled foil mince pie cases would save enough power to keep a TV on long enough to watch an episode of Corrie.
Wow.
I guess it's not just Corrie.
No, well, obviously not. The mince pie cases don't know what you're watching. It's just the length of time. So it's around about half an hour. So it can be anything, like the first 30 minutes of a Watford game.
Very funny,
Scott. They show those on TV, don't they?
Yeah, we're top half of the table, thank you.
Made in Chelsea, or even Bargain Hunt.
Oh, okay, I get it. So what that's suggesting is that you could eat loads of mince pies whilst watching TV,
wow,
right?
Wow, groundbreaking.
You know what I mean, Scott? You're powering your TV by eating, which is an amazing idea.
That's a renewable energy right there.
It's saying it's 30 minutes of TV, 6 mince pies, right? So let's say you watch TV for 2 hours. You're having to get through 24 mince pies. See,
I think that's doable.
It's doable. Definitely. At first it sounds quite fun because it's just eating mince pies to watch TV, but actually it's it will become like Man v Food whilst watching Man v Food.
Just throw in a herbal tea there. Great. Sorted.
A mince pie is off now. You don't really eat them away from Christmas, do you?
No, off.
You can eat them now.
There's some very good bargains to be had in supermarkets across the country, though. They're all reduced.
Yeah.
So is this real or not?
I think this is no real, though.
Really?
Or Rose?
I was going to go for real.
Is that what you want to do?
No. No, let's go no real. No real.
Okay, you've changed your mind
then. You don't need to copy. You can go for what you want.
No, I've changed my mind. Okay. It's no real.
That one is real.
Oh, no.
No.
Rose, you should have stuck. What did you do that for?
Never mind.
If you recycled 6 mince pie foil cases, you would save enough energy to watch EastEnders on Christmas Day. Get recycling. And next.
You're more likely to slip on a banana skin than to stick to your New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
Slipping on a banana skin is actually quite hard. I don't know if you've tried it.
Mm-hmm. I have.
In Mario Kart and in cartoons, it's proper slippery. But banana skins aren't really like that in real life.
So which is more likely to slip on a banana skin or keep your resolutions,
so
stick to them?
I'm going
to
say you're less likely. So I think this is no real.
Yeah.
Rose.
I agree. I think it's no real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes. 8% of people actually stick to their New Year's resolutions. That's low. But Mythbusters off of TV have concluded that slipping on a banana skin is not likely to happen by accident. And finally,
in 2011, the Royal Mint considered making a 60p coin.
Why would that be?
Why?
I wouldn't ever. Would you ever want a 60p coin? That's weird. It's playing with my OCD tendencies.
It's not even. It's complicated maths. Although saying that, what would be useful is a 99p coin.
That's a much better idea.
Yeah.
Can we write this down? 99p coin.
Create a 99p coin.
I'll get onto the mint.
Definitely. But then,
my friends at the mint.
But if they created a 99p coin, would they do the same trick and just make everything 98p then?
Yeah, they'll basically make stuff 98p just to annoy us.
Yeah, you're right. They'll blatantly make that happen because they've always got to do it like one penny underneath the normal amount just to make things awkward. And I think it's to make things sound cheaper.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. There is a lot of things that are something 99 as well. You're right.
Yeah.
And I'd have a ball in the 99p store.
Did anything big happen in 2011? Was it like a 60th anniversary for something?
That's
true. And that's why they'd do it. That's why they'd make a 60 pence coin.
Okay, so did they consider it in 2011, real or no real?
Real.
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
Yay!
Yes, Rose!
Oh. Winner!
Winner! So it was going to be a new 60p coin to mark the Queen's Diamond Jubilee.
There we go.
You see?
See? Mm-hmm.
You see? See? They did consider it, but in 2011 it was tossed. It was scrapped. At the end of that round of real or no real?
Well, Rose, you won. I got 10, you got 20.
Yay!
And that's just set you up for another day of tea tasting, hasn't it?
It really has. It's made my day.
What's the next tea you're going to try now?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it might be... What's coming today? I think it might be chamomile, vanilla and manuka honey.
Ooh.
Nice.
All right, well, listen, really good speak to you.
And you.
Thanks for playing today. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We didn't bumbleo today because had no time. So do you mind if we do? I just feel a bit bad because it's 10 o'clock.
I don't mind.
You sure?
Look, there's always time for bumbleo.
Thank you. As long as it happens, that's the main thing, right?
Well, this is it.
Okay. It's not an afterthought.
Come on, then. Amor de comprenda, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on.
Oh, dear. I don't get it.
Well, you wouldn't, let's be honest. There's nobody in there, love. So, Jane, take your money and get off my property.
It's from the other night's Come Dine With Me.
Wow.
He took losing quite badly. And from the gym earlier, Chris was trying to make people lick cakes.
Lick the cake. Lick it. Lick the cake.
I gotta lick the cake.
Lick the cake.
He didn't lick the cake. And from Anton Deck's show, Prince Charles singing. Didn't know the words.
Wow.
What's going on?
Is this a remix?
Don't add another thing to that. Just get on with it.
We're on. Every Wednesday on Radio 1, to signify halfway through the week, Hump Day, we play Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings, and people love it. If you've just switched on and you don't normally listen in the afternoon, you'll be really confused right now. Bear with. Can't beat a good early Bumbleo, says Russ in Northampton. Marcus is bumbleoing on the way to work. It feels a bit too early. Matt Brown in mid-Wales has bumbleo as his ringtone now, so he can bumbleo every day. Strictly, that's not allowed.
That's cool.
That's dedication. Yeah.
First bumbleo of 2016, this, guys. This is a moment.
Come on, 81199, where are you bumbleoing? Gaz on the Wirral. James in Peterborough, 10 a.m. bumbleo is going straight in my basket. Thanks, James. Bumbleo.
I can never keep up with this bit.
Russ in Northampton.
Tom in Guildford, bumbling like a reversing dump truck without any tyres on. Sam in Peterborough. The Motivational Workout Wednesday playlist and now Bumbaleo. This is too much, I know. And Pete in the valleys. Bumbaleo, Bumbaleo. Buying shoes online and pretending to work. That's Orna in London. Hannah in Spalding. Spalding, not Spalding. Robert in Edinburgh. He says, kiss the cake.
Plenty of those.
Bumbling all over my chicken and broccoli. Happy New Year, James in Bolton. Laura at 21 in York has got the flu in bed, but she's still having a small shake to Bumbling. Oh. Chris in Rotherham. Aaron and Pierre in Ipswich. Emma in Chichester, hi. Scott, who's now going to the gym after that Workout Wednesday playlist. Julie and Ollie travelling to Swindon. And that concludes your Bumbaleo Wednesday. We're in for Grimmy All this week. Back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.